Okay, so my name's Tim Jones, and I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust and the One Another Project in Trafalgar Square. It's the 16th of August 2009, and the time is 3:20 p.m. If I could ask you to tell us your name, your age, and where you come from, please.
My name is Charlotte Parrott. I am 18, and I come from Hazelmere, Surrey.
Thank you. Can you tell us when it was you first found out at the One Another Project?
I found out about the One Another Project in May. Through one of my, I'm part of Hope for Justice, which is a charity to stop human trafficking. And they thought it would be a cool idea for us all to apply and see if we got a spot. And we did. So, we're just going to use it for promoting awareness and giving out information about what human trafficking is and how we can stop it and stuff like that.
How did you get into working with Hope for Justice?
I'm part of a youth group called Immerse, which is a Christian youth group for 14 to however old you're going to be. We thought it would be a cool idea. Someone called Viv Jackson organised us all to go to somewhere called The Stand, which was a big concert which had loads of Christian bands playing, and someone called Ben Cooley was speaking there about Hope for Justice, and some people may have heard of Stop the Traffic, which is a different charity, but we're both working towards the same thing. And we sort of went off into small groups off of the one big group, which are called Act for Justice groups. And in our one in Hazelmere, we thought it would be a cool idea to apply for this. So
how did you feel when you received the email to say you'd been allocated a spot?
I was jumping up and down in the sitting room like, yeah, we've got a spot. I then emailed every single person who's in the group and said, right, what are we going to do now? We've got a spot, what are we going to do? And it took us a few weeks to work out what we were going to actually do up there, but yeah.
So what is it you're going to be taking up there?
Well, I've got a suitcase full of stuff and all sorts of different things. Like, I've got a megaphone, a whip, chains. This is really sounding bad. a big piece of cloth with the website on it, which we're going to hang over the edge of the plinth. And we've got all sorts of different things because we're going to do it all to a piece of music. Well, more than one piece of music, but it's all to do with the same thing, and it's all written by someone called Tony something. It's off an album called Cargo, and it just tells the story of people who have been trafficked and what actually happens in reality to them.
And how would you say, how do you kind of feel being part of you know, this charity's work? Kind of, what does the cause mean to you, and how does it make you feel?
Well, I've always known that stuff has been going on, but I've never thought of anything that could help it. And then when I heard about this, I just got quite excited because we can actually do something to try and stop it. And I don't think people know what actually happened. They think, oh, slavery happened tens of thousands of years ago, but they don't actually realise that, yeah, it still goes on today. And we're just trying to promote that, really, and I am fully behind the cause, and we'll do what I can to help.
And tell us more about your background, kind of what is it you get up to, weekdays, study-wise maybe, and
working. Well, I've just finished college doing a childcare course, I get my results in 4 days, so I'm part of tons of different groups. I'm a very sociable person, so I like being out and being part of groups. Like, to go through my week, on a Monday I help at a group called Soul Kids, which is from years reception up to year six. It's just for them, it's like a youth club on a Monday night. And then I'm part of Rangers, which is like a step up from guides type thing. On a Tuesday, I am a brownie leader. On a Wednesday, I go to St. John. I'm part of St. John Ambulance, and I also go to karate. On a Thursday, I go to Immerse, which is the youth group, and I work at a local chip shop. Woo! Fridays, I babysit. Saturdays, I work at Hazelmere Museum as a receptionist again. Woo! And I babysit again there. Sunday mornings, I go to church and help out at the Sunday school. Sunday evenings, I go to another youth group called Liquid, which is for 14 to 25, no, 14 to 18s, but people carry on there anyway. And I also help at Soulmates, which is an older version of Soul Kids. So, and I now have a job at Caring Daycare in Hazelmere as well. So, like I say, very busy.
What is he doing in your spare time?
spare time? What's spare time? I don't really have a lot of spare time, but when I do have spare time, I like stuff like going swimming and just meeting up with friends, hanging out with my family, that type of thing.
So out of all these activities, what are the most important ones, the most significant ones to you?
I'm glad they're not going to hear this. My more important ones than others would be my Immerse group and Liquid. They're sort of together because they're my youth groups I've been going to for a long time, and I've got a lot of friends through that. Then it would be St. John Ambulance, because I've been doing that for about 7 years now, and I think now they've got me and I'm not going to be able to leave that. And then it would be Brownies, I think, because I've literally just become a leader, like a proper leader for Brownies. Like, they're choosing an owl for me to be in everything. So it would be those three, I think, four. But yeah, they're my most important ones that I do during the week. So,
and why do you think you do those?
I just like helping people and leading and working with kids and that sort of thing. I like just being busy, really. Yeah.
Tell us about childcare. How you got into childcare?
When I was like really little, I wanted to be a vet, but then as I grew older, I knew that I had to choose. I could either work with animals or children, and I decided you needed less qualifications to work with children, so I chose children. That's not the only reason, obviously. I was a helper at lots of different like kids groups when I was younger anyway, and when I was in year 10, I started going to Godalming College one day a week to do a childcare course, and it sort of just grew off from there because I just carried on at college and I found that I really enjoyed it. So I just like working with children because they're fun and they do funny things, and yeah.
And what kind of hopes do you have for the future? What are you kind of working towards?
At the minute, I don't really have any. I mean, at the minute, I'm quite content with what I'm doing because I've just got this job at the nursery, and I really love it there. And in the future, I hope to have like a proper, decent full-time job with a decent amount of money and get married and have kids and all that sort of palaver. But at the minute, I'm quite content, so I don't really have any reason to want to change anything.
And what things would you say are most important to you at the moment in your life?
My family, my friends, my religion, and work, I think, because I'm really enjoying work at the minute, and like going into nursery and seeing all the kids that are there, and yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about your family background?
I've got quite a large family. I've got tons of cousins and aunties, uncles, great aunties, great uncles, and all sorts of that. And I've always grown up with a large family around. I think it was about 7 or 8 years ago, my mum had, she collapsed and she's got multiple sclerosis. So a lot of things changed for me back then, because she used to be have like a really well-paid job and all that business, and she doesn't now. So a lot of things changed, family-wise, and two of my cousins died. My grandpa, and he died when I was like six. I don't really remember him, but I won't go into that. So we've had a lot of like family breakdown, argument, and stuff like that, but we always come back together in the end, generally, and we do lots of random stuff, like go on holiday together, and like my sister went for an X Factor audition a few months ago. She didn't get in, but she went for it and stuff like that. So yeah, really large family with that. We're all having babies at the minute. All my cousins are having babies and getting married, and yeah.
And you also mentioned that religion is quite important. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, like I say, a lot of my youth groups are actually Christian youth groups, and we do all sorts. Like in Hazelmere a few weeks ago, we did something called The Wave, which was a week of outreach in our community and just giving stuff back to the community. And people were really shocked like by that, because we were like doing free car washing and free holiday clubs and having a cafe and sports on the green, visiting old people, and we were just doing all sorts. And people just got shocked, that because when they hear the word church or religion, they immediately think of the stereotype old man with socks and sandals going to church on a Sunday morning. And they were really shocked about the amount of young people who are actually involved. And I like to think that I'm pretty involved in that as well, and that like today, the whole reason behind us applying for this today was due to one of our Christian groups, and we're just so pleased that we got it.
So what impact would you like then your hour on the plinth to have?
We just want people to know that it still happened, that human trafficking still happens, and that there are ways of stopping it. Like if you see something suspicious, report it. And we just want to get, I suppose the overall aim is to get all these men and women who have been trafficked, and children, out of the danger that they're in and out of the slavery that they're in, and just get them to know that there is like life outside of trafficking, because they've been taken from their homes and forced to sell themselves to do all the different things that they're made to do and stuff like that. So our main aim is to just try and help these people who have been caught and taken and get them out.
And how does it feel, what's the significance of being part of 2,400 people and being part of the One Another project in London?
I'm just so pleased that we got a space. I mean, we thought, oh, we're going to apply for it, but we're not going to get it because there's so many people that have applied for it. And then when one of us did get a space, we just got so excited. I mean, we've literally told everyone, and I mean everyone. Like, we've been on the radio, we're sending photos to BBC South Today. We've been in the local newspapers, we've been telling all sorts of people, they're all going to be watching it online. And it's just really weird to think that tons of people are going to be looking at me on that plinth. Because I'm not really a, like me myself, I'm not really a performer as such. Like, I don't like tons of people looking at me. So for me to have got it is a real moment. So yeah, they're making me sing. I'm going to be singing part of it, so.
And how else would you describe yourself? You know, you say you're not really a performer. How did you describe yourself on the website?
I'm not really a performer, but I like being in crowds of people. I'm really bubbly, very over-enthusiastic about things. I get very excited very easily. I'd like to think that I am, like, just a nice person. I'm a good listener. Just friendly in general, really. Just nice. Nice person.
And how would you describe your emotional journey from when you first found out, from when you first applied, to finding out, preparing, and now you're here almost half an hour before you go on?
It's been up and down and up and down. Like, I started off, when I first applied, I thought, I'm not going to get it. But then when we got a spot, like, I went mental. I was like, whoa, we've got a spot, yeah, and all this. And then I thought, there's going to be lots of people looking at me while I'm up there. I mean, I know it's only a small, it's not a small plinth, it's quite big, but it's a small part of London. And I got quite nervous that loads of people were going to be looking. But then we started planning and I thought, oh, this is going to be going really well. It's going to be sorted. It's going to be fine. And then last night I went really down, like, what if I do something wrong? What if I fall off, which is likely because I'm very clumsy? And what if I forget my suitcase and all this? And then this morning I just got up and I thought, you know what, if it does go wrong, it goes wrong. We've still got like tons of stuff to do. It's not going to be a problem. So now my only concern is the amount of people that are going to be looking at me up there while I do stupid stuff like sing and stuff like that. And because I'm not a singer, if you hear me, you'll agree. So yeah, I'm pretty excited now to be like going up and doing it. And
great, thank you very much.
That's all right.